I'd like to tell you a little bit about the process of digital storytelling. We're all familiar with storytelling. We think about stories as being around since the beginning of man, when people would share their knowledge, their history, the events in their daily lives, perhaps around a campfire as they were sitting. They would tell their stories also on the walls of caves about great hunting expeditions and what was found in certain areas. Storytelling has been used for entertainment, but also storytelling is the way that we communicate, how we become part of the human family, how we share our knowledge, our beliefs, our thoughts, our dreams, our history of our family as generations go from one to another. Recently, there's been a different change in storytelling, and that's the aspect of digital storytelling. We might actually call it clicking around the campfire of the future, the computer. Stories themselves, whether they are verbal or whether they are digital, are always told from the perspective of oneself. They're told in the first person, using your own storytelling voice to narrate the tale. The ability to hear the teller of the tale, to hear it in their own dialogue, in their own words, is very important to the story itself. In sharing the story, you share who you are or what you felt about a certain event or a situation and what that situation might mean to you in a very personal way. And that telling of the story acts as a conduit for the listener or the viewers to engage in their own very real and emotional experience. The viewer or the listener needs to react in a emotional way to the story being told. If there isn't an emotional connection, then the story dies. It has no meaning to the viewer or the listener, and therefore the story will not be carried on. It is important that somehow that emotion is, and the meaning for the situation is shared with the listener and the viewer, so they have a common element. It is also expected that stories unfold into lessons that we have learned in life. There is an expectation on the viewer or the listener's part that each story expresses a very personal meaning or an insight into how you viewed a particular event or a situation that touched you, or perhaps your family, or touched your community, or perhaps all of humanity. A good story has a point to make, a moral conclusion, a lesson learned, or an understanding gained. Each story needs to have a point that is revealed at the end, and it's revealed maybe in nuances of setting, voice, words, or it might just come out and say the moral of the story is. When creating a story, create some form of tension. Create intrigue, or as said before, tension around the situation that is posed at the very beginning of the story. Create a hook to intentionally draw the viewer into your story. The tension might be of an unresolved situation or a curious situation that engages and holds the listener. Pacing is also an invisible part of sustaining story tension. Our pacing needs to change, whether we build excitement or whether our voice lowers to build an emotional situation. We also need to pause ever so often to allow the listener to perhaps maybe best be said to ingest what we're attempting to have them understand in our story. But a good story has a destination, a point to make, and it seeks the shortest path to that destination. Each digital story usually is no more than 3 to 5 minutes long. That could be a written script that's no more than one page or about 500 words. It actually would depend upon how fast you told the story and your pacing of the story. But the art of shortening a story lies in preserving the essence of the tale. Good stories use vivid details. But unlike traditional oral or written stories, images and sounds and music can be used to help deliver those details. They can show context, they can create settings, they can give more information than just words can give, and they can provide emotional meaning. Words and media reveal through detail rather than named or simply stated. Developing craftsmanship in a digital story is not difficult, but it does need a little thought. Incorporating technology in very artful ways to communicate with the additions of images and sounds, our voice, color, perhaps even white space. We could use animations, designs of our own or others, transitions from one setting to another, or perhaps even special effects. But you must learn to select media elements to illuminate meaning rather than being bells and whistles that become distracting to the listener. Good craftsmanship creatively combines media elements to convey significant meaning rather than being used for just decorative story. So now it's your time to create a digital story. Perhaps the easiest way to start thinking about what you might write a story about is to just sit down and brainstorm. Draw a circle in the middle of a piece of paper that says, "This is me." And from the circle in the middle of the paper that says, "This is me," draw other circles off that list parts of your life. Whether it's sports, whether it's your school, whether it's your family, whether it's your beliefs, whether it is how you grew up, a situation that you were in, whatever it is, as you continue to think about these things, you will begin to understand that within all of us, there is a story that we can share.